Shalom, today's daf yomi is Ksubo daf Alma Beis, Ksubo's 32. So the Gemara says, Alma Beis Amid Aleph, the Gemara says, Alma Kosavar, we see from here that Ua's position is that Kol Hecha De'ika Mamon U'Malkos, wherever there is a person who's liable for both a monetary penalty and also for lashes, that we say under those circumstances, Mona Mashale Milko O'Walki, that a person under those circumstances pays the money, but they do not get the lashes. We've been discussing this idea that the concept is kamli b'deramimine, that a person gets the more severe penalty. And so now Ua is saying that wherever a person has that possibility that they are liable to for a monetary payment and a penalty of lashes, that you only pay the monetary penalty, but you don't get the lashes. It means to say, and so as a result of this, that's the position of Ua. So the Gemara wants to know, Minoe Uaha, where does Ua know that this idea, that in the case of where there's a penalty of both Mamona, money, and also Malkos, that we say that the money payment is going to be considered more severe than the lashes, and therefore the person only gets the monetary payment and doesn't receive the lashes. Maybe it's the opposite. Maybe the person should get the lashes and not pay the money. So Gemara is going to suggest first that Gamar Michovo Bachavero, that Ua derives this principle from a person who strikes their friend and causes a wound in their friend. We say ma chovo b'chavera, that in a case where a person causes a wound in their friend, de'ika mamon u'malkos, where the person has basically a liability under those circumstances for both money and for lashes, because we say that the reason why he has a penalty for both money and lashes at first glance is because the Torah says that in Deuteronomy chapter 25, verse 3, that the person says that he should get 40 lashes, and says he shall not add to it. So when it says he shall not add, that means to say even that even if the person is liable for both lashes and also for money. And this is at first glance, this is the idea that when it comes to damages, a person is theoretically liable to both de'ika mamon u'malkos, but that he gets a penalty for both money and for lashes. However, we say under those circumstances, mamona mashalim milko olaki, that under those circumstances, we're going to say that he only pays the penalty, but he does not pay the lashes. Why does he only pay the penalty and does not pay the lashes? The Gemara is going to learn on Lama Beis Lama Beis on 32b, that from the fact that it says he shall pay, that means that even where he was warned that he would be in violation of hitting him, it means to say he's able to be lashed, and still the Torah says he shall pay. So since we see that even though he is capable of being lashed because of the penalty that he has done, nevertheless we're going to say under these circumstances that he does the penalty of payment and not the lashes. And Rashi here explains, it says, Rashi explains, in Dibur Maskil Chova B'Chaveru, Iko Malkos to Yosef, Umemona, so there is the Malkos which comes from the prohibition from the verse that Lo Yosef, and there's Memona Mashalim. We know that he theoretically should be liable to money because it says, Shifto Yitain, Vafilu Asribo, even if they warned him, Nami, as Marbilel Kamam B'Shmaitim, Behedu Atasumin, that we're going to learn later on, is specifically on Amma Beis, that specifically refers to a payment. And so therefore, we say, just like if somebody wounds their friend, that he's going to pay money, which is more severe than lashes, so too, Afko Hechadika Mamun Umalkos, so too, the Gemara wants to say, we derive from here that wherever there's a monetary payment and lashes, you should get the Mamona Mashai Milko Lolaki. We should derive from here that every time there's both a monetary penalty and lashes, you pay the money, but you don't get the lashes. The Gemara says no, that this is not a strong proof. Because why is this not a strong proof? Because the Gemara says, it's not the same thing, because if somebody strikes their friend, it's an unusual situation. Because somebody who strikes their friend, then under those circumstances, we're going to say that this is more, it makes sense to say that this is more of a monetary payment than lashes, because somebody who wounds their friend is open to liability for five penalties. Nezek tzari poi sheves or boshes, that they're liable to nezek, which is the damage that he done, the tzar, the pain, the repoy, the medical expenses, the sheves, the inability to work, and the boshes, and the embarrassment. And so therefore, it's more severe. It's a more severe penalty. And if you want to say that money is going to be more lenient than lashes, we can say that's not the case. Shekin hutar mikol based in, because how are you going to compare when we say that the case of hitting is fundamentally different, because we say that this is a case of hutar mikol bebezdin. What does that mean? Rashi says v'im tomer mamon kalman amalkos. If you want to say money is more lenient than lashes, ve'ein ze tshuva sheishavnu the kol shekem ba'alma ma ze shechamar u'eschay v'chamisha dvarim nido mekala shebeshnei chiyuvin shebehen kal v'chamar u'eshar chayavim mamon hakalan sheyadun b'mamon hakal. Because you can challenge this, Rashi is saying, because Eko Mifrach, you can challenge us by saying Malachova b'chaver, one who damages their friend, shekein hutar mikol bebezin, that the court has the right to do it. And so, since the court has the right to give lashes to the other person, we're going to say that maybe this case of the wounding is different than all the other obligations of money, like a penalty or a fine, so that those are not some things that the court is allowed to do. And so therefore we see from here that since the court is allowed to do it, maybe it's more lenient. And so the Gemara says that this is not the source for the idea that money is more severe than lashes. And the Gemara is going to keep looking for other sources.